Ben and Mama went to New York on the longest train in South Station. Faster than an ambulance shooting through the dark on the longest train in South Station. The assistant conductor made friends with Ben, punched the letters of his name into his ticket, and then we chuffed onto the landing in the heart of New York on the longest train from South Station. And Ben said, ooh. It's beautiful New York. We waved and got a taxi that drove to Allen Polly's, and we rolled through that East Village night. Climbed the stairs to number 12, saw their bed and books and shelves, and their big bright string of colored lights, and their basement and their living room, a barn for holding towels and brooms, a foyer, den and attic, and it all fit in one room. Their fish, their frogs, their kitchen pots, their plants and birds and boots and socks on that sweet East Village night. And Ben said, ooh, it's beautiful New York. Then there was nothing else that we could do except immediately pursue the Statue of Liberty. We took a bus that curled and bent, we took a chilly boat that went straight to that Statue of Liberty. Ben stood down at the bottom, he struck a tiny pose, then he handled his own camera and took a photo up her nose. And then the whole world opened wide, 'cause Al told Ben that he would buy him a replica, a souvenir, all sprinkled with gold, from her toes up to her ear. The biggest one they had in that shop, irregardless of the cost, a replica of the Statue of Liberty. And Ben said, ooh, Mama, it's beautiful. Station. Not the day we thought we would, 'cause the snow came down so hard and good, but the next day on that long train to South Station. The train was delayed by the snowy, snowy mess. The conductor made a joke, called us the Polar Express. And then he let Ben come and sit up front. Oh, what an ending, what a stunt on that long, long train. South Station.